Says Wade Rathew, the chief organizer's report. It's a rough road for unions in Cameroon. About 30 years ago in the 1990s, there was a liberalization in Cameroon. Citizens were given freedom of expression, the total autocracy was diluted, and they gained freedom of association, including the ability to form unions. There is a labor code. The state does actively involve itself in labor management disputes. In talking to workers who had the experience of organizing unions, even in recent years, make no mistake though, this is not an easy road to travel. We met at length with the leader of a teachers union branch that had been involved in trying to win recognition for a union of more than 750 parochial school teachers in the Archdiocese of Douala. Listening to the story of his own career as a teacher, it was no surprise that they sought a union. He'd been a teacher in the Catholic system for 42 years, and his top pay was 38,000 francs per month, or about $65 US monthly, less than $1,000 US per year. They began organizing in 2012. It took them 2 years to receive the necessary filings from the state for their organization. A first reaction to their unionization by the diocese was to fire all 65 of their leadership delegates. A strike then lasted 6 weeks before they were back to work without many concessions, and 14 of their leaders were still not reinstated and continued not to be paid. They enrolled more than half of the teachers in their union, sought to win recognition, move pay to 50,000 francs per month, get some minimal benefits, win seniority pay and some pay recognition for additional degrees, an end to arbitrary transfers, and better conditions in the schools. Meetings with school management were fruitless, even though the system reportedly produced more than 1 billion francs per year in surplus revenue. They struck again for 2 days on November 11, 2015. 654 of the 750-odd teachers participated in the strike. They went back to work after 2 days, waiting for a new governmental minister to be appointed and the bishop to return from Europe. The government sided with their demands for an increase to 50,000 francs monthly and more than a dozen of their other conditions. Management promised to comply but did nothing other than raise pay to 50,000 francs monthly. Seeing no action, they struck again in the middle of March. Of their 18 demands, the Archbishop had claimed he'd met them all in a letter to the state, but the union knew only two had been met. They're now before the labor court trying to win compliance given the state's support. Meanwhile, nothing more has changed. More promises are not kept. More than a dozen leaders are still off the job. No ending to the struggle is in sight, and no happy ending seems possible at this point. We heard similar stories from a member of the Shipyard Workers Union. We listened to three student union leaders tell of having been jailed for challenging the imposition of a new fee for a student ID after the cost for schooling had been set by the university. The president has to register with a human rights organization in France whenever he travels and avoids any nighttime travel, feeling that they're still under threat from the government for their protest on fees and housing. Unions do not even exist, by and large, among informal workers, and those workers constitute 80% or more of the total employment. No one was giving up, but there was little cause for optimism in the room. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.